Sigurdr is free, but with some mild consequences. I'm sure that they won't be important later. But now our heroes have the problem of setting up a government, all while not having complete control of the city. Good thing they are ready to face any challenge, even setting up a circus.
Alright, where we had last left off, you guys had not really rescued, but waited for Sigurdr to show back up.
we let Sigurdr rescue herself.
Which she did, sort of. Sort of. Asterisk on that. And I'm sure there's a bunch of things that she can learn more about the Cultus Falchae if she is inclined. But it has now been a little bit, probably about a week or two since you guys have now captured the Gravediggers. You are in charge of the Duke's Rebellion.
Wait, in charge of or just kind of connected with?
We're allied with.
I mean, technically the leader of the Gravediggers is someone who we basically have absolute control over, so I think in charge of is pretty appropriate in this case.
No,
Cody.
He said Duke's Rebellion.
Oh, Duke's Rebellion. Sorry. Never mind.
I would say that you guys are... I would say Catalina is in charge of the Duke's Rebellion and the Gravediggers, with Magnus and Adriana, and I guess you guys all reporting directly to her.
Okay.
Is how I would say it is.
Air quotes, Magnus.
Right.
So, and then I guess here's another question. Is the Gravediggers still doing what they would normally do, just with less extortion?
I hope so.
Okay.
I mean, I hope they're still taking care of dead bodies.
Nah, they're mounting up, man. It's getting grim.
They were mounting up before, I think, but they are starting to do normal operations with less extortion. But it is also not no extortion. I feel that you guys are easing off of it, but doing a gradual change and not just all of a sudden under new management.
I just was imagining a sign over like one of the entrances. Gravediggers, now under new management.
I think what it would be in my mind is it's like, well, now we're selective about our extortion.
Yes, and it is mostly a show of like performance where Friar Lewis is pretending to try to extort more, and then Catalina comes and yells at it, you know, to sell it, where it's like, Magnus wouldn't turn over this fast, even being cursed.
Yeah.
Is the
Friar
idea.
Magnus.
What?
Friar Magnus.
Friar Magnus. He's gonna have Magnus is gonna have a spiritual awakening.
Yeah. The first great awakening.
So you guys are all in the back of your sweet shop. It's the four of you and Catalina, as she has called you here for a meeting. So, we are making traction with everything. I thought it was time that we kind of start setting up roles for you guys, other than just being my bodyguards. I need you guys to be doing more than just protecting me. We have a lot of ground to cover, and not a lot of time if we're going to save this city before things get really bleak out there.
All right, let's hear it.
My thought is that I would give each of you, like, a minister position, similar to my father had, but, like, akin to a general in an army, but we don't really have an army, so I can't make you four generals of the lands around. That seems entirely unuseful. But I have been thinking about what I need you guys to do for me, and then it will give you kind of a direction to go when I'm not actively instructing you on everything.
Fair.
So I think the first most important thing is that I need someone to monitor all the different factions and how they get along and be internal policing for us, because hopefully we're going to have more factions that we take over, and not all of them seem to get along. And I think, Lena, I think you would be best at that?
Okay, so basically, kind of what the City Guard is in our small version of it.
Yeah, except a lot less corrupt and a lot less power-hungry, I'm hoping.
Oh, please, I'm not planning on doing any of that.
I didn't think so, but I figured I'd throw it out there. Please don't stab me and...
I am wounded, Gatita, that you would even think of such a thing.
Yeah, but I don't want to be actually wounded, so that's why I thought of it.
This is not the correct way to think of this position. Absolutely, you should be stabbed if you need to be stabbed. And I do believe that Magdalena would be the right choice to stab you if the time and the need did arise.
Thank you for expounding upon my point of not making you in charge of internal affairs.
Yeah, good job making your case.
Like, there was a reason that I picked you for something else and not this. You know, just really making me feel like I picked the right decision here.
You picked me for someone to internally stab people. I'm actually very bad at stabbing. It's not my main skill.
That's why you don't have that job.
Also, if you were going to be that, I feel like I would die in a fire, and that seems less appealing than being stabbed.
It's way worse. It's so much worse. It's considerably worse.
Yeah, that's... just really don't want any of that, but... Sigrithur, you're going to be actually my military general.
That's something I think I can handle.
We need someone to take care of the siege in some fashion, and I will help, and I am worried about it, but I need someone who's kind of like making sure we aren't actively being breached, and that's something I think you can handle, seeing as you killed a lot of gravediggers alone.
Yeah, and I did get this Brent for my trouble, but yes, I think I can handle this.
I mean, maybe there's other Brent out there, and you can collect the whole set or something.
Yeah, just get the whole collection. I think I might run out of real estate if they all are this big.
It also seems kind of painful, honestly. Maybe don't get your allegiance sworn to 14 different organizations. Maybe just stick with the two right now.
Yeah, I think I can handle that.
All right, Nostra, are you ready for the great job I have for you?
I'm concerned now that it's like Minister of Torture or...
No, it's Minister of Trade. I think you're a great economic mind. I'm just kidding, it's propaganda.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. That's better.
No, yeah, I figured you would be good at spinning tales of what we're doing and influencing the city folk in the right way.
I'm great at lying.
We know.
It's my, like, main thing is the lies.
We know. And Cormac, you are going to be in head of our espionage.
Espionage, not just... That sounds yes. Like something that nobody knows about. Nobody sees. You know, you can't...
I mean,
it's
yes.
It's not flashy.
I mean, I hope not. I hope you're actually good at this, but you do literally have magic powers that make you harder to see.
I mean, you're right.
What is the point of espionage if it is not flashy? Eh? The whole point is to be flashy with the espionage. You don't just want the food to go missing. You want the food to go missing and it to break their spirits.
I can get behind that, yeah.
Also, do normal espionage where you can just, like, get information.
And then break their spirits.
We will break their spirits in other ways. I need information, and if she burns out every contact we have immediately every time... That would not be helpful.
I won't let you down, Duchess.
Again, really reaffirming why I made you Minister of Propaganda.
So I can break their spirits with propaganda?
With your words.
And probably his fire puppets.
So anything on the docket to start?
Well, I think you have a spy network to set up.
Right, yeah.
Get me information about everyone and anyone. Especially fake me.
Quote it.
Anyone else need direction?
I think that I can figure out some fun methods to present the alternative idea of who Catalina, the true savior of our city, will be. You know, stories of defeat and, you know, upturning the gravediggers. We can find a forum for these stories.
I am not worried. You are a great storyteller, and throughout my entire childhood, well, I guess you weren't here for my entire childhood, but I assume you were good before I met you. And you have been nothing but the delight while we've been sailing around these past 3 years, so I have the utmost confidence in you, Nostroy.
Nostroy is just, like, making little fire puppets in his corner, of, like, various events from the story so far, and just kind of, like, mumbling to himself, like,
Just need to change character names, set in different city. We can lie and then make this story more acceptable.
Wait a second. Are all my heroics going to go to Catalina? Not that I mind making her look good, but...
I don't need your help. She flips her hair.
Nostroy, are you switching around?
So... I'm concerned about... Okay, so first of all, there is inherent issue with the point that you're bringing. One, I guess, do you want to be you in the stories? You know, like, do you just want to be...
Yes, Cormac O'Rourke!
And you don't see any issues with that within the nature of the work that we are doing currently?
What should I introduce myself everywhere, Nostra. I want to be known.
No, I understand that. I'm seeing two branching options that I'm going to give you, like, A, B. A, Cormac O'Rourke dies. You become new person. Like, Seamus O'Rourke. A name that maybe you've already been given. His stage name, you know, like, Nostra is my actual name, but, you know, sometimes you give different name. That's option one. Option two?
Hold on. No, I have a question. What is your stage name?
Mine?
Yes.
I never used one. No one knew my name.
All right. I guess that's fine.
But anyways, so that, and then option two would be, I lost it. Oh, yeah, you're just you, and we deal with the consequences of... You being just you. Does that make sense?
Right, you didn't have stage name. I don't need a stage name. I'm Cormac O'Rourke. You may have heard of me.
You're right, but like, kind of the reason I don't is because my name is forgettable and meaningless, and yours is like...
Is it?
Well, I guess not forgettable.
I haven't met any other Nostroys.
Well, yeah, okay, but you're not... when I wasn't from here, my name was not anything... We'll just do your name. It's fine. We'll work it into story.
Great, thanks.
I can't see this backfiring at all.
Do you care if I say that you've never worked for Catalina, eh?
I suppose that's fine.
Perfect! That'll work great!
We cut to Nostroy's first presentation. It does, like, the story of Catalina on fire. Then it fades and goes, based on a true story, then fades. All right. You guys all chat for a little bit longer at your nice table, and then head off and start doing your figuring out your new jobs. During you guys figuring out your new jobs, Lena would like to go and talk to the Explorers Guild
with Cormac.
Yeah, it's Aaron time.
So Cormac and Lena once again return to the Explorers Guild. So you guys once again head to the affluent part of town. There's still the notable lack of grime and muck and destroyed buildings that you've become used to by your sweet shop and just around the city in general. Where you notice that there would be destroyed buildings around here, it's already cleaned out and cleared out. And you do notice some new construction actually happening in this area of town still. They are working hard to have the air of normalcy about everything here. The white plaster and brick still is white and looks nice. And you notice which you didn't really think about last time you were here, but now that you have dealt with the gravediggers, you notice a distinct lack of bodies in the streets where you can kind of see them around other places where the gravediggers were extorting people. But you once again make your way to the Explorers Guild and enter the main place and are... And then you quickly get an audience with Luciano.
Hello, welcome back, my friends. Do you have a passage out of the city?
It is good to see you again, Luciano. Yes, we do have some, I guess you could say, secret tunnels in and out of the city now.
Excellent. And do you plan on continuing to give us, do you plan on giving us unfettered access to these secret tunnels? At least in and out of the city. We're not looking to make a safe house or anything there.
I would say that while we appreciate the business that we did with you earlier, completely unfettered access isn't exactly what we spoke about for a simple bracelet. We are more than happy to help you get items in and out of the city, and for the most part, are happy to let you through. But it will, in order for unfettered access, it will require a little bit of discrepancy, a little bit of sealed lips.
Discretion.
Yeah, discretion is a... Yeah.
I do not speak this language very well.
Weren't you born here?
Yeah, but you guys are all speaking English, so no, this is definitely like a third language.
This is my fifth language that I'm speaking right now.
Also, her family did that really like progressive thing where they like they taught her like Rusyn first, and then she learned
it was Eisen. But thank you.
No, no, the Russian language. They taught you your not native language first when you were like a baby, because that would be harder, you know, and you had to be the best at everything.
Eisen's also not the native language here.
But... That's what I'm saying. That's why they would teach that to you first, because it would be the hardest. It's a good joke. Let me have this joke.
They taught her Navajo, you know?
Yeah, something like that, where it's like, it's not spoken here, you know, yeah.
There was one person that, you know, came over from the Americas, helped them out. Only person that spoke it, no one sailed back. Well, you can't blame me for trying to sweeten the pot.
Absolutely not, but I just do not think that a bracelet is worth unfettered access to our secret tunnels.
That is fair, but what I more meant is we are able to access the entrance in and out of the city as we please.
Absolutely.
And we will follow your rules to keep it discreet as you would like. We are not... We do not want to burn out this good resource that we have.
I would think not, especially because, you know, we have seen how clean and friendly they keep these docks. So I imagine there is a lot of patrolling happening.
Yes, it is not the best, even when we can sneak a ship through, so.
So I assume Lena would have worked this out previously with everyone, but specifically Magnus, since he's in charge down there. I think she pulls out a map and puts it on his desk and shows him one specific entrance that they are giving him on like the like so two entrances, I would say, like on the north and south side, so we know where the Explorers Guild would be entering from, and they don't know all of our secret tunnels, but those would be like the two that we know they can access. And then I assume it would be easy enough to show them, you know, this is the map, the pathway through the tunnel you would follow to get back to this location.
Yeah, you do that and he's amenable. And I think you also give like a passphrase to him that he can forward to his contacts. So when they like arrive at the door, because it's still a guarded door. These are guarded doors still.
Yeah.
They can give the right passphrase and be let in kind of thing.
Agreed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think that's exactly how that would work.
And he is not above. He doesn't mind you escorting his people through the tunnels. Like, he's completely fine with that. He doesn't want them to be searched. But, you know,
I think not searching them would be, they don't want to piss us off. So I would assume not searching them would be okay, but I would expect that they would be able to give us like, not itinerary. What is it when it's a list of things?
Inventory.
I would assume they'd be able to give us like an inventory of like kind of what's coming in. We don't need to know the exact specifics, but I would assume if there's like a bomb coming in, we should be aware of that.
He says he will give you guys a manifest of what comes in, and he'll let you know generally.
Manifest. That's what I was thinking.
When people are going to be there. So it's not really surprising.
Yeah. That works for me as a person trying to keep some safety around the city.
So before you go, I figured you'd want your luck back.
I mean, I would appreciate it.
A deal is a deal, and I'm a man of my word, so. He pulls out the weird spherical device again and has you put your hand on it. And as it spins in reverse this time, and as you notice, the process happens in reverse as colors come from the machine and go back into you, and you are back to your normal stats. Congratulations, Lena, you completed a side quest. And one last thing. You guys seem to be on the up and up and seem to be doing well. I do have another job that I am looking for someone to help me with.
What is it?
One of our archaeologists made it back into the city, but unfortunately got caught by the cultist Falce.
Oh, good luck to him.
Well, here's the thing. I don't really care about him. He got caught. What I care about is the magic items he had on him.
Ah. You want us to retrieve the artifacts he had in his possession?
I do. They are property of the guild, and we are not completely sure what they actually do. We have not had our contact was going to bring them and tell us all about them when he got here. We tried to not have too much written correspondence with the way things are in the city right now, you understand.
Right.
You know, it's like going up and just introducing yourself to everyone you see. It's kind of a bad precedent when there are
people. Right, who would do that?
Yeah, it's just like a bad idea.
Only a hero would do that.
It's a bad idea when all these factions are vying for power and you might be on the outs. You know, saying, we have a artifact that shoots fire indiscriminately and can't be stopped.
Do you have an artifact that can do that?
No, I'm making this up.
Okay, just checking.
Do you want one that does that?
I just wanted to know if that's what we're finding.
I don't know what you're finding. I just told you.
Somewhere Neostroy is just, like, curled up in a ball crying, like, I can't be replaced with an artifact. I'm not just an artifact.
So, you're saying you don't know how many artifacts we're supposed to recover?
There are 3 artifacts to recover.
Okay.
And I can give you loose descriptions of all of them.
Great.
I cannot tell you what they magically do.
Okay.
But I do know they are magical, so if you try to scam me, I will know.
Got it.
Do you? Are you sure? Do you understand?
I understand. I'm not going to scam you. I'm slightly offended you even think that of me.
Oh, don't be like that. We both know where we're at in this world. We are in a city under siege that is falling apart. You are vying for power of some sort. You were looking for ways. You took a magic bracelet that hides who you are. I think we know that not everything you do is on the up and up, and you would be looking for power.
Well, suffice it to say that I won't be scamming you with this. Assuming we decide to do it, which we haven't shook on yet.
I appreciate that. And I don't mean any insult by it. I just understand the world I live in. For payment, I would give you an amulet that detects magic.
All right. What type of magic?
Yes.
Does it tell you what type of magic? Or does it just say magic?
That'd be such a bad amulet. She's sneaking around. You activate your glamour. Magic! Magic! Magic!
Yeah, I was going to say, get that amulet right.
Stand near Neostroy. Magic!
Yeah, stand near Neostroy. Stand near Sigrithur.
So, the way it works is when you are wearing this amulet, you will see auras of the magic. So you can see who they're connected to. You can see who is causing them. I do not know if it tells you exactly what it is. I have not studied it that in depth. I believe it will just tell you that magic is happening of some sort and who it is being cast by.
All right. Sounds useful in a certain context.
Yes, that's why I'm offering it this payment.
But
it will also be helpful for you, or not but. It will also be helpful for you in retrieving these artifacts.
Oh, we get to use it up front.
I would. Well, here's the thing. I would give it to you up front for a price again. I need a insurance policy, much to what Lena had before.
All right.
But I would be willing to give you this artifact, yours to keep, upon full delivery of these goods.
My wealth reset, right?
Yes, your wealth reset.
Okay. Should have asked this out of game. Did it reset to 3, or did it, like, I think I had 1 left from last time. Do I have, like, 4 now, or?
I'd say it resets to 3.
Resets to 3. Okay, that's fine. Okay, so, yeah, Leonard will take out, let's say, what's another family heirloom that she's got? I'm gonna say it's like a big old ruby necklace, and I'm aiming for something that's like 2 wealth.
Okay.
And, she pulls it out. All right, how would this do for a temporary use of the, magic detector?
You see him look at it and appraise it. He pulls out one of those small magnifying glasses you put to your eye to like look at gems.
It's real. I promise you it is.
He's thinking about it. So sorry. I'm making facial expressions and you're playing well off of them. But he looks very pondering. He looks like he's weighing scales in his head about cost of it versus cost of the amulet. So I would tell you what, this seems like a great value for me. I will request one thing from Cormac. I would like, because this is a magic artifact and that is in a certain way irreplaceable, I will take this as payment and I will return the gems upon you bringing it back. But I also want something more abstract in nature.
Oh, it's time for you to get some luck taken from you.
Well, here's the thing. Taking luck, people tend to want that back. So, I want to take something different from you, Cormac. And this will not be returned upon you bringing it upon your completion.
All right.
I want you to, once I set up this apparatus again, I want you to give me a truth that is painful to you.
What happens to this truth?
I don't think that's your concern.
I think it's very much my concern, yeah!
It won't come back to bite you.
I will promise you this. It will not be used directly against you. It will not harm you. It is not something that will be used to control you in any fashion.
All right. Do I have to speak it into some device, or... whisper it in your ear.
So, put your hand on this contraption.
All right.
It's the same contraption that Magdalena had, which...
okay.
I imagine being
it's
one
jack
of
all trades, this device.
It's a transference device. I mean, it can transfer a lot of things.
I see that.
So it's this globe-ish thing with, like, circles around it, and you do it. So now if you just speak your truth out loud, it will... we will conclude our business.
Do you want me to put my hands over my ears?
No, it's fine. I'm fine. It's fine.
Say it one more time, I'll believe you.
It's fine. My brother Seamus has always been more popular than me.
You see a silvery wisp, Lena, come out of Cormac's temple and spin down and then coalesce behind this orb as a small little dagger, which you see Luciano pick up and like put in his belt. All right, thank you, Cormac. I'm sure that is hard for you.
Not as hard as it's going to be, I feel.
No, you're fine. You're fine. Do not worry about it.
Right. Say it one more time and I'll believe it.
You're fine. Don't worry about it.
I'm about as convinced as when I said it.
Well, I completely believed you. I don't know what you're talking about. So, he hands you, like, he gives you a description of the person you're looking for in the artifacts. The magical artifacts and just a little bit of a timetable. He gives you all the information. It has been a pleasure doing business with you both, and if you have any other needs in the future, let me know. And he leaves the amulet on the desk.
Can I ask you one more question?
Yes, of course. We're friends here.
I feel like I probably know the answer to this. Do you know who is keeping this area so clean?
Usually, I would charge for a question like that. You seem to be prying for information to help whatever your cause. But, Lena, we're friends.
I'd like to think so.
Señor Santiago is keeping the area clean. Additionally, beyond that, this is the wealthiest area in town, and always has been.
Well, absolutely. I was curious, you said it's Señor Santiago. Is Catalina interested in keeping the area clear as well?
I have not seen her really around in the way that I've seen Señor Santiago around. I do not pretend that I parlay with them. I am not invited to important meetings. I wish I was. I wish I was more of a force in this city. I wish I could get out of this city. But I have not seen Catalina around in the way that I have seen the guards around, and I have seen Señor Santiago several times around.
Got it. Well, thank you so much for that information.
Not a problem.
Okay. We can cut this. We had like a back and forth for if people... Was it a part of the Duke's Rebellion? I believe it was the night is broken, it will be lifted again. Is that like a... That's like an identifying way to find out if somebody is sympathetic with the Duke's Rebellion, correct?
That sounds vaguely familiar.
Okay, because I didn't see it in the glossary, but I have it written down in my notes.
Even if it's not a thing, I'm fine with saying it's a thing.
Okay.
Yeah, because that's cool.
Yeah. In that case, Lennet will do a little curtsy, and she'll say, "The knight is broken."
He does not respond.
And she walks out then.
You take the things with you. You notice the amulet is it's circular and has 5 gemstones of different colors in it. Ruby, emerald, sapphire, diamond.
Amethyst?
Amethyst. Yeah, amethyst. Sorry. I could not think of like the last color. I'm like, there's another normal gem that's all around. Or they appear to be that. Stationed the diamonds in the center and then cardinal directions for the other 4. It is pretty hefty. It is probably the size of like a big cookie.
Okay. That's pretty big.
You know, like the ones we had in college.
Okay.
It's pretty chunky. It has like a necklace with it, but you think that necklace is just leather to hold the amulet.
Yeah, it would be kind of unwieldy to have around your neck.
Cormac, also, as you are leaving, you are thinking about all that has happened and all that you gave up. And you notice that while you still remember that truth, it seems to bother you a little bit less.
That's nice.
Like, it doesn't feel like it's fading or anything. Like, the memory is still as vivid. Right. The barbs have been taken out of it.
Okay.
And if you really think about it really hard, you can kind of remember the feelings you had of it being painful. But now it is just a fact about you instead of an emotional fact about you.
Okay.
And in correlation to that, it is weird, like, when you think of other memories you have related to that. Like, Nostroy calling you Seamus. That's still painful.
Interesting.
But
okay.
The root of that is no longer there.
Okay. Got it.
Cormac, you're my favorite tonight, apparently. You're setting up a spy network.
I am.
So, you have been going around town. Or tell me what that looks like first.
Yeah, so I think I talked to Nostroy about where he had run into, like, street kids. Like, where he'd seen them congregating, that sort of thing. And Cormac has loaded up with pastries from the sweet shop and gone to that location. So he's strolling down the street, whistling, tossing a sticky bun in his hand.
As you do this for a little bit longer than you think you should have to. You're like, Nostroy does this immediately. As soon as he pulls out candy, kids are there. And it takes you probably a good 3 to 4 minutes as you're walking down these ruined streets with rubble around you. And you're like, it's gotta be these streets. Like, the most ruined houses are on this street.
Mm-hmm.
You see the quintessential, you know, rags in a window for window shades now and all that. And you don't really see anyone peeking around until suddenly there are a gaggle of children around you. What you got there, mister?
Oh, just some delicious sticky buns. Care to try one?
I do.
He, like, breaks off a piece.
He immediately starts to go for it and then stops, like, a foot away. What's the catch?
Oh, well, this one, no catch. If you're looking for more, I have something that I wanted to ask. He hands over the first piece.
Do you have any for my friends? And there's, like, probably half a dozen to a dozen kids sure. around.
Okay. He starts, like, passing out pieces.
Well, I'll listen to what you have. And he's quintessential, like, you know, kid. Looks like the kid from Les Mis.
Right. So I think Cormac finds, like, a crate to sit on. And he kind of, like, sits down and starts eating a sticky bun along with
You hear them. One of the kids in the back, just wait till he does the fire puppet thing.
Cormac does not deign to respond.
Well, it's a kid whispering in the back. You hear another kid's like, oh, I love that. That's my favorite thing. I love the little fox.
So I'm looking for some people who can get into places that they shouldn't and hear things that other people don't want them to hear, find things that don't want to be found, and generally make things happen that other people aren't expecting. Do you think you know anybody who could do that sort of thing for more delicious sticky buns?
You see the kid, like, look around. We might. Make me a negotiate roll.
What is... How good's my skill in that?
What is...
Convince?
Yeah, convince. And
wits? Here,
I would say you're doing wits, yeah. Because you're very much just applying to logic.
And then plus one, because it's my first time.
Yes.
Four raises.
That's really good. That was a really good roll.
It was. I was rolling seven dice, though.
Four raises on seven dice is impressive.
It is. I got some good rolls.
Yeah, I can tell. Yeah, I think we could do that. How many of us do you want to help you?
Oh, as many as are useful. Can always come back for more sticky buns. I'll be following up on your leads, so if they're bonk, then, you know, might be fewer sticky buns in your future, but if it's good stuff, then...
Could we also get just normal food?
Oh,
Like, the sweets are great, like, we love them, but also it's been a very long time since I've just had a roll.
Sure, I can get some of those next time. Not a problem.
And you see, like, as you look around a little bit, like, these kids don't look super nourished.
Right.
They're not to the point, like... dangerous levels, but, like, they do look hungry.
Maybe some apples next time, too.
I mean, if we don't have to steal them, that would be nice for a change.
That sounds like a plan.
My name's Ralph, I'm kind of the leader of this group of us.
Pleasure to make your acquaintance, Ralph. I'm Cormac O'Rourke. You may have heard of me.
It's nice to meet you, Mr. Cormac.
Mr. Cormac.
That's my father. Wait.
Ralph, I'll be back here next week to hear what you all lot can find.
Sounds good. And you see the kids start shuffling away. You hear some of them like, there were no fire puppets. This was kind of a lame one. And then you hear another one go, she'll hear you and then give you, like, burn your hand as a consequence that you need to learn a lesson. And they, like, start scurrying away.
Corby's just muttering about Nostroyan's famous fire puppets and always known about for things.
It's funny because you also too have magic. It's just not fire puppets.
It's sure not.
It's almost like the player character or the player was mean to the player character. Anyway, you can mend boats even if your DM doesn't let you. All right, Nostroy. You're setting up a circus, or you're doing stuff. What are you doing?
Is this circus time?
This is circus time.
Is it all right if I bring Cormac with me?
Yes.
I want you to know that thing where I had to hesitate to remember your name. Not fake. I actually was like, don't know it off the top of my head because I'm dumb and I don't remember things.
I'm gonna paint Cormac's name on the walls of your basement.
Right? Yeah.
Just
look, we had a thing where you guys all had like you know, like, outlines with your names around them, but that was a pain and we didn't keep doing it, but, you know, that did help me. Anyways, doesn't matter. Is it all right if I drag Cormac with me on this scene?
You're more than welcome to. The less talking I have to do, the better.
Okay, cool. And now, okay, so this is kind of odd. I have a question for you, Zach. So this is what I'm looking for, right? I am looking for... This is going to be unsurprising to you when you hear me say it. There should be some things that rhyme here. I'm looking for the crustiest, gruffest looking man that seems like he knows how to use a saw, right?
Okay.
So that's who I'm looking for. I'll let you tell me who I find.
I gotta pull up a name generator. You know what? Let's make this fun, Cody. Roll me a notice check.
Ooh, I have to play the game? Zach, I wasn't prepared to play a game. why would you do something so radical and cruel to me? Like, make me play the game we're playing? I'm just holding my dice confusedly, like, I didn't even open a character sheet. Give me 1 second, I'll be right there.
You can use whatever trait you want to justify that you're using to find this guy.
I would say, wits.
Okay.
Oh, that's a lot of well, actually, it's not too bad. That's, you know, 2 successes.
All right, you find, after searching for half a day, you're able to find a old, grizzled, burly man who is in a carpentry shop making the nicest chair you've ever seen. He is tan skin. He is missing 2 fingers on his left hand and 1 finger on his right. You can decide which fingers. He has a scar down the right side of his face over his eye, which is milk white. He's got a very unkempt beard, which is atypical for
Castile.
Oh.
And you see him, like, muttering as he's doing this, like, I gotta get the finish completely right.
Gotcha. I'm gonna be a little bit of a butthole. What does the area of town look like?
It is better than the area of town that you live in, but not affluent.
Is it like a lower tier merchant?
Yes.
Area?
It would be that.
Okay.
It would be on the outskirts of both the Cultus Falce and the affluent district. And by outskirts, I mean probably like the neighboring district. So it has the area you're in has a little bit of bleed over from these other 2 places. But neither is strong enough to really support this area kind of thing. So as you go down, there is some rubble. It's not looking terrible, but it's not looking great either.
Yeah. So Yostroy walks in and like kind of looks over his shoulder as he's working at, you know, instead of it was a chair that he was making.
Yes.
And just goes, I do not mean to pry or be nosy, but
then don't.
then just don't. Okay, I will cut right to it. You are making a chair in the city that is collapsing and you are a carpenter. This feels like a waste.
I have to eat somehow.
Indeed you do. That is a fair point. Now, let me ask you this. This is a beautiful...
Also, it's a very nice chair. It's a very nice chair.
That's a very nice chair. I agree with you. Now, look. Here is what I am getting at, right? You seem to have some degree of skill. You seem to have been... How long have you been in this city? You've been here a while?
My entire life.
Your entire life. And now you see your city destroyed. I must imagine this is upsetting to you.
Just a little bit, yeah.
I understand. Now, how's about this, alright? I feel that maybe you are wasting your time with this chair. Who is this chair for?
He goes over and looks at the manifest. Oh, gosh, gotta pull another stupid name for you.
Isaac Conde. He is a merchant over 10 streets over who wanted a nice new chair for a party.
He sounds wealthy. Sounds like he is not aware of what is happening in this city. Sounds like a waste of your time. It sounds like this chair is wasted on him. I say, maybe we put your skills to work doing something worthwhile for the city. Eh?
Do you want a chair?
No, I do not want a chair. I frequently stand and walk a lot. I'm kind of Now, what I might need is a stage, or even better, a large tent, maybe some kind of like obstacle courses, rings for things to jump through, and of course, for my good friend here, and he slaps Cormac on the shoulder, some place to demonstrate the excellence of sword skills and ability to avoid danger, eh?
Ah.
Here is my plan. We need a circus, and I need someone to build a circus. And you strike me as someone who knows how to build things, and maybe who knows other people who know how to build things.
He folds his arm, like, looks at you with his one good eye.
How much are you gonna pay?
Nothing. I can pay you nothing. But let me offer this instead. And I'm going to give this to your discretion, Zach. Nyostroy looks at him and goes, let me ask you something. And I am a man of a certain age. I have seen many winters and many summers, as I can see of you. Let me ask you something. The hands or the eye? What is more of a burden to you?
The hands.
Nyostroy lights a fire in his hand and slaps whatever hand is missing the most fingers. And I want to use my touched by Matsuka. I can spend a hero point to heal one critical wound.
Ooh.
Make me roll. Make me a...
Empathy?
I was going to say perform.
Performance is fine. I can deal with performance. Reroll a single dice.
Yeah.
And I'll say that's panache as well. Oh, wait, the first time I roll something, I get an extra dice, yes?
Yes.
Woo!
Okay, well, I think pretty well all things... Well, that one of those is a 10. I want to say that this does work. You're seeing how well it works. And I'm going to reroll a dice. Woo! Yeah, that's just 3.
All right. So you slap your hand on this guy's hand, and you want him to go for the dramatic and the flair of it. It doesn't regrow his fingers. What it does is that he gets new fingers that are made of flame.
Ooh, I like that.
So they are like, they look like molten metal flaring and stuff, but when he touches something, it doesn't burn, and his fingers feel... not cool, but like the normal temperature, body temperature to the touch.
Yeah.
So it
just looks like a molten.
Yeah, it looks finger. Like he has a molten fingers on the hand that is missing 2 fingers, which gives both the thing of it, like, it's completely functional, but also reminds him what you did.
Nyostroy, when he does that, just goes, I do not request payment, and I think maybe neither should you. What I'm offering you is not money. I'm not offering you payment for your time. I'm offering you a part of something for your time. This circus, maybe it can inspire the city. Maybe it can bring joy to some people. Maybe it can help bring some of us together. See feats of excellence again. Make us believe that our city has something to do, has the ability to overcome this. And you will not be paid for this. You will be a part of this. Or you can make chairs for the wealthy until there are no wealthy left. But either way, I hope the fingers help.
Well, I need to figure out any way to eat somehow, but I'm in.
Oh, well, now in terms of the food, we work in the bakery and we're working on stealing food. So, you know, as long as you don't care, like, where the food comes from, if you look the other way, we can feed you.
You heal my hand? I don't care where the food comes from.
This is how I feel about it, too. When you are hungry, do you really care where the food comes from? I think not. And honestly, city in siege, I'm guessing all the food is stolen one way or the other.
I don't think you're wrong.
Nyostroy goes, okay, now, second order of business. Man who has lived here his whole life. Where is there room to build a circus?
I would guess the best place would probably be the ruined district.
Great. Lead the way! And I'll, like, kind of let him walk out as he, you know, like, whatever, bumbles his way across.
He starts leading you down streets, winding and turning.
So as they, walk, Nyostroy looks over at Cormac.
I am serious, by the way, about building a place for you to demonstrate your feats, as Cormac O'Rourke, maybe you have heard of me, person who can survive fire and blades at the same time. Eh?
I'm definitely in for that.
Right. I think it would be good, right? Because, you know, the thing about me and what I do is it's like, it's impressive, but it's not like martial impressive. You know, it's not, kids don't pick up sticks and start sword fighting when they see me. They just get burned by weird foxes and stuff, which I think is great.
Yeah, they're really fixated on that, the fire foxes.
It really rolls off the tongue and is a great emblem of what I do. Firefox. It's just, it rolls off so well, right? Seems like it could be on a thing.
Well, I can say you've made an impression on them.
Right, right. Why do you want to do this, though? Because it is, like, a really bad idea. Like, I want you to... Because I don't... If I do this, right, if I, like, give you a stage in which to put your own name, like, I kind of feel like, fair warning, this is a terrible idea.
Why is it a terrible idea? I mean, my name's going to be on posters and stuff for the circus, right? It's going to be everywhere.
Yeah, but, like, you're a criminal, you know? Like,
well, that just adds flair, does it not?
You might die, like, yeah, but you also just might straight up get killed for performing as yourself.
That's what I have you for, right? You're going to burn them all.
No, I'm terrible, and if I can do that, like, once, and then I'm, like, out.
Didn't you burn that one guard's face half off?
One guard! One! I burned one guard's face half off!
I'm sure he told everyone that, not to mess with you.
As you walk by a wanted poster that has Nostroy's likeness on it, it says, wanted for assault on guard, or on guards.
Let me, maybe... be clearer about what I mean here. I feel like I'm missing the point. All right, I know that what I do makes people angry at me, but literally the results of why I can shoot fire out of my hands is I, like, have to burn people. Like, I have to teach hard lessons. If I don't, I will die. Like, it's a cost of who I am is having to do that, right? Like, it is kind of a curse that I took on because of horrible things that happened to me. What I am wondering is, why would you want that same curse? Does that make sense? For me, this life is a curse. I had a bad time, and I made a deal with a bad person, and now I do bad things.
I mean, I'm wanted already. What's a little bit more wantedness? I'm fine with it, Nostroy. I can disappear from scrapes. It'll be okay.
Well, I guess that's fair. I wish that is something I could do. All I can do is make myself more of a target in scrapes.
Well, stick close to me and you can sneak away too.
You'll disappear? You'll disappear! What?
I think I can take one person with me if I'm, like, sneaking into a place.
That's actually practically really good knowledge to know, considering what we're going to be attempting here.
So, yeah, it's, I'm okay with being a little more, infamous, even if it comes with a little more risk.
That's fair. I mean, I get it. There is, like, a reason that I do it. It's not like I hate the fact that people are impressed by my abilities. I'm not sitting here like, oh, I wish, you know, that I could just live. It's like, yeah, it's a curse, but also I sort of picked it, and I'm not going to sit there and be like, oh, I hate the fact that I can make people weird fire fingers, which I did not know I could do until I did.
Yeah, where did that come from?
I can do that sometimes, I guess. Like, I knew I could kind of fix people, but I did not know to the extent, but sometimes you just got to go for it.
Yeah, if I'm losing a finger, I'm coming to you.
I would say it's even odds I just burn your hand really bad, but, you know,
Well, if the time comes, I'll be at your door.
Right, if the fingers are already off, not the worst at that point.
Right.
So this guy leads you through streets, and you end up, like, four streets over from your bakery, and you're like, oh yeah, this makes sense.
Seems appropriate.
You're like, oh wait, yeah, like, this makes sense. The ruined district, you mean where I live? But it is, like, a larger clearing of rubble that has been... You see less rubble here, not that there's less destruction, but it appears to be the place that was hit more first when people didn't think the siege was going to last and were trying to clear things out. So there is a wider expanse where he can start building things. And he lets you know that he'll find some people to help.
Gotcha. And as he does that, as go, and just so you know, you, anyone that's working on this, and Neostroy like points down towards the bakery, you come there, we feed you, all right? You know, any day you're working, food's on the house. We'll make it happen.
All right, sounds good.
Just don't look at what labels are on the bags, if you know what I mean. They fell off a truck.
He winks at you.
Neostroy just goes, it's almost a little bit mean, because, you know, and he like points at his eye patch and just closes his eye.
Hey Wanderers, thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Corsairs of Kestiel. This game is being run in the 7th Sea 2nd Edition system. If you want to hear more content from the Wandering Gamer Network, you can check us out at the Wandering Gamer Network website. We stream on Twitch with the username wandering_gamers, and you can follow us on Twitter at @WGNPodcast. We're also on Facebook and Instagram. All information about the music used can be found in the episode description. Until next time, wherever you wander, may you find your way home.